know, your ass better call somebody.
Hey, Boogeyman, what you up to today? Hey, we got a special guest in the house, Petrus.
What's up, Tom? It's Petrus.
Petrus. Yeah, I told you I didn't take English in school.
Dude, my wife got me the best birthday gift. She got me headphones and my beanie.
Built-in headphones and the beanie.
I loved it, dude. I honestly, I usually put my cell phone in my hard hat, and I could hear it a little. Now I didn't have to have my phone. It's like I'm wearing my beanie in there. It was awesome, dude.
It looks like a totally Thank you very much. Regular black beanie. It's super awesome, huh? Doesn't even look.
Where did you even find something like that?
The internet.
Yeah, literally.
For sure. You don't find stuff like that.
Oh, Sears don't have that? Oh, I'm sorry, Sears ain't here no more.
I actually searched the best gift for a podcaster. I swear to God. And somehow it led me to that.
They knew, and
I'm like, dude, this is the
perfect
thing.
You've been listening to our podcast that probably led you to this fucking alcohol.
When you're searching for something, it knows what you're thinking before you're even typing it.
Do the keywords.
Oh,
take
man.
It away.
Present for a podcaster. Let me give him headphones and his beanie.
That's.
But then again, who wouldn't like that? You know.
That's true.
Especially if you listen to things.
Yeah.
I listen to podcasts all day long.
Yeah.
Every day.
I might have to start doing that.
And you're
Tom, you need a phone to do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That'll never happen.
You need an update from that one first. The flip phone.
I don't even know how to work that one.
You want those cordless.
That's easy.
Beanies.
You pick it up and push a button, man. Mm. I can't.
It was a different day from today.
Yeah.
Back then,
Oh, man. I'll tell you, man, back then, there's only two movies. Either had a cowboy movie,
like
an army movie, and then maybe every 6 months, they throw in a fucking jungle movie, man, And that was it. I mean, the people back then they didn't know how to make anything else. You didn't have cowboys and Indians. Or the cavalry and the Indians. Always got the bad guy, Fucking Indian. He never won. Never fucking won.
Like that movie Alpha. Do you remember?
I remember the Indian in the cupboard.
Yeah. I saw that one too.
In the war, you always got, left over from World War II.
Right.
Vietnam.
Well, they didn't have that.
Yeah, Vietnam. Yeah. Nah. But it was, it was 9 cents to get in the show. I used to get a quarter.
Nice.
So it cost 9 cents to get in the show. So you're down to like 15 cents, And you'd get like a sugar daddy, a box of popcorn, and maybe a drink
and everything a penny back then?
There were nickels.
You only needed a quarter.
You only needed a quarter.
You wouldn't drop a nickel and not pick it up.
Oh, fuck. You saw that nickel on the table, on the floor. You look at it, go over there to whip somebody else's ass.
Oh,
if they tried to pick it up.
Would you'd pick up a penny too, right?
Yeah, because you could buy things for pennies.
You start adding up.
Sometimes
you got five, you got a nickel, right?
Hey, that's it.
I dropped a few nickels, but I never dropped dimes.
Yeah. But yeah, that was, and after you'd eat the popcorn, you'd throw the box, you'd break the box down, and there'd always be like six of us at the show. Then you'd throw it at the screen.
Good asshole.
Really? You threw popcorn too?
No, we ate all the popcorn. I'd throw the box.
Sneak
it was
a few beers
crazy.
In there.
I was too young for that.
Were people smoking in the theaters?
They did. Because it was cigarettes back then, man. If you didn't smoke, you were fucking weird. I mean, everybody smoked cigarettes.
Smoked in high school, smoked everywhere, huh? In the doctor's office.
I don't remember
They smoked in restaurants in the 90s. Early 90s. I remember.
That's what killed the bars.
Oh,
when they took cigarettes out of the bars, the fucking bars dropped.
They must have been pissed.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta have a cigarette section, though, outside, though.
That fucked outside.
I guess I mean, if you win it, if you live if, in Canada or Buffalo.
I mean, I don't know.
How is life at in Buffalo?
Barbalo, fucking miserable.
It doesn't even sound nice. Like,
I'm gonna go to Buffalo. It's so fucking cold there. There ain't. The best thing about Buffalo is. Now, listen, I love the USA, you know, but there's this other place called Canada that's right across the street from Buffalo. And. I mean, even the homeless have a dress code.
Wow. You must wear shoes.
Shit. Your feet can't be blue.
Dude, I was listening to, you know, the drafts coming up, and there were some players who had a good combine. They had this one guy named DK Metcalf. Did you hear his name pop up?
No.
Anyways, he's this super ferocious receiver. He's supposed to be like Terrell Owens, like super big, super fast. He ran it super fast. And I actually don't think he's going to be as good as everyone thinks. But he's saying he's going to get picked early. And one guy predicted, he goes, I think DK Metcalf is going to go to Buffalo in the 9th pick. I go, man, how pissed would you be if you were this all-kind great college football player and Buffalo drafted you? That's what happened to Lynch, remember?
And he hated it. Who else had that happen to?
Who?
This guy was sort of involved in a murder.
I'm sorry, I missed
it. Yeah. OJ?
The Juice? Yep, the Juice. He went to Buffalo.
Did he hate it?
Pissed him off enough to kill his wife.
Yep. He did it.
You think so?
I think he did it.
Oh, right. Fuck yeah.
I mean...
You know...
I mean, they were already in an abusive relationship, real you know? Abusive. So it's only going to lead to one thing. You either leave them or you're going to stay and die.
I just, you know, like...
So, that's it.
For me, I like I said, I don't know what really happened, what happened, what people say, what people... What they wrote about, what they filmed, or whatever. But the one thing I heard was the interview. And he had an interview, and he said, if I did it...
That's what I would have done.
And then he started changing his story to, I was in the room, I saw him, I saw her, had a knife in my hand, and I blacked out. And when I woke up, there was blood everywhere.
What? No, he didn't
say that. I swear to you. I swear to you. We could pull this shit up.
What?
I swear to you.
That tells you. And even the interviewer probably.
So unless they fake that, I kind of believe what he said. You know, it's kind of him confessing. He already did his time. He already got out of jail. Mm-hmm. He can't get in trouble for doing it.
Mm-hmm. And it's over with.
He needed to say it to live, you know, I guess.
Vegas had a chance that they'd keep him locked up a little longer, and they let him slide and let him out.
That you mean he paid them?
I'm sure he still has money.
Yeah, he does. Wasn't he making money while in jail?
When he was in jail, he was getting paid and shit. And the money was going into like a fund where, you know, drawing interest.
Okay, this is OJ's confession.
Forget everything you think you know about that night because I know the facts better than anyone.
However, the public was so outraged that the interview never aired back in 2006. But this is 2018, the era of Trump where literally anything seems possible. And Fox has said, hold my beer, the OJ confession is here.
It was horrible.
Is this his confession? You be the judge.
Now, the Jew says many times in this interview that this is a hypothetical description of the murders, but the thing is, he keeps forgetting to keep that ruse and constantly slips into first person, revealing details only the real killer would know.
I always kept a knife in the car for the crazies and stuff because you can't travel with a gun. While I was there, a guy shows up.
You know, so Ron Goldman comes in the back gate.
Yeah. A guy that I really didn't recognize. I may have seen him around. In the mood I was in, I started having words with him. Nicole had come out, and we started having words about who is this guy, why is he here, what's going on.
And she says, this is my house, get the F out of here.
The moment OJ was stalking Nicole Brown with a knife before the murder is when Ron Goldman shows up, supposedly to return a pair of glasses she left at a restaurant. OJ got violent with Nicole and Goldman tried to defend her with karate of all things.
Things got heated. I just remember Nicole fell and hurt herself. And this guy kind of got into a karate thing. And I said, well, you think you can kick my ass? And I remember I grabbed a knife. I do remember that portion, taking a knife from Charlie. And to be honest, after that, I don't remember. Except I'm standing there and there's all kind of stuff around. And
what kind of stuff?
Butt and stuff around.
Yes, OJ claimed he blacked out during the murders and basically woke up covered in blood and then starts laughing, I think, nervously.
I know we got to back up again.
Right. That's okay. I'm going to back up.
Man.
He's a crazy motherfucker.
Hey, if that's not a...
If that's not a confession...
If you think he's innocent, hey, I think you might be thinking that wrestling's real.
That's a good metaphor.
You can't make that up any better than that. To say I didn't do it.
Yeah.
He didn't say he didn't do it.
And
he straight
laughing.
Up said I blacked out and there was blood everywhere.
But then again, that's what I think I would do. He keeps using that kind of language. And then but then again that's hypothetical. That's
but he stopped saying hypothetical. He said I.
Yes. He did it.
They must have paid him some money for that, too. Think about that, Tom. How much money did they make off that for him to say that? Get the fuck out. They had a big briefcase and a duffel bag, and it was full.
It could have been.
He can't have money on the books because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's in Florida.
Yeah, the Goldmans will be looking for him. Shit.
Because he lost his civil trials.
Yeah.
And they took
They're still
shit.
Trying to get, you know.
Sure, yeah. He probably made all that money saying that
You know
shit.
He had money tied up in Hertz rental cars. And they used to have here. It was called Pioneer Chicken. They were like competing against like Colonel Sanders and churches. And he had a partnership in with them. I know in L.A. they were real big.
He was a good college football player, though, wasn't
Heisman.
He? USC.
Heisman.
And then he got drafted to Buffalo.
Went to Buffalo. Then he went to the 49ers.
Really?
He was in the 49ers, remember?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we talked about it. I remember that. Yeah.
I didn't know he was a 49ers. And then what?
I think he was too?
No.
No, I think from there he went. That's when he got into broadcasting.
Or Hollywood.
And killing.
Or Hollywood, yeah. Probably Hollywood, then he got into broadcasting. I know when he left Buffalo pretty much beat him up.
I remember watching a video at school, you know, the old VHS, they used to bring the TV out, and they showed a movie in some African country, and it showed OJ running on the beach, and he was booking it, barefoot. He was in some kind of movies. That was his thing, huh?
Yeah. I just remember being, you know.
He was on commercials too, right?
Oh, yeah, the Hertz commercial running through the airport.
Oh, yeah, he made a deal with them.
Oh, fuck, man.
OJ's made some deals.
Oh, man, he's, you know, he made a lot. He made a lot of fucking money, you know, and he was pretty smart with his money.
He bought lawyers.
That's probably, yeah, 2/3 of it went to them. But what the fuck, though? I didn't do no time.
He did afterwards.
Yes. How long?
A couple years.
Really? Oh, he was in there more than a couple years with that Vegas thing.
Yeah, they threw everything at him. They gave him the maximum or whatever. They got him for kidnapping and
weapons.
Oh, yeah. Because he walked in the
room. It was over sports
memorabilia. The guy stole his shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
And yeah, but then he got out.
Early. Not war. I don't know if he'd do so many. The first
the rules, but you do like
After so long, you can go up, for see if you get out.
Do we think
early.
You're nonviolent?
Yeah. Hey,
look how old I am. How the hell do you think I'm going to do anything?
Really, beat you with my golf club.
But imagine anybody who sees him, or even your friends. Like, how many jokes could you say? Like, hey, what are you going to kill?
If you know him. You might know what he done.
But wouldn't it be embarrassing just seeing people thinking that they know you killed somebody? Maybe he had to do the confession. Just because he knew he had to be around people who knew he...
Oh, man. I don't know. How many people saw that? That's the first time I saw that.
That was fucking Sunday, 50 on 50.
Less than the...
4 million on YouTube.
Raji Rogers.
But way more people probably saw that on...
But now it's too late.
Well, yeah, that's why he said it.
I mean,
well, now, did he say it? He didn't say that before the trial.
No, so what?
We got to figure out how to make my hands not fit this glove.
It's easy.
What did they even do?
If it doesn't fit, just acquit.
You must acquit.
You must acquit.
So why didn't it fit him? I don't remember that.
They made him put on a rubber glove to put the other glove on.
He said
the glove was leather. It's been sitting somewhere. The glove, leather will shrink.
No, he used to take medication because his hands would swell. So they told him not to take medications, the lawyers, and his hands swelled up. And said, look, see, doesn't fit. So that's what they put in the show. That was Hollywood. Yeah. I don't know what really happened, to be honest. I just watched the OJ?
Trial or whatever.
Yeah. It was good with, what's his name from Swordfish, Grease Dude.
I don't know.
What's his name? Face Off. John Travolta.
Yeah.
He was that?
Yeah, he was Shapiro. He was one of his lawyers.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He was no Johnny Cochran, though.
Yeah, no.
Johnny Cochran stole the show.
Johnny was a smart motherfucker, boy.
I heard there's some Michael Jackson shit, too. He was Michael Jackson's lawyer. Yeah. Today, though. What are they talking about Michael Jackson, babe? You know?
He sort of likes playing with boys.
But that's not news. Just
I
people don't
know. Well, I guess a couple of these kids came out. Do I think he did? Hey.
You know, you're one of those people who don't think he did.
I wouldn't leave my kid with him.
He had a Neverland place.
He was a freak.
And he always got caught, too, with a bunch of kids everywhere.
Fuck. I mean, I don't know if he wanted to be Tinkerbell or...
But he was the king of pop.
Oh, he was. Hey, I'll tell you what. He is the king of pop.
And his story.
You know, and his story. I mean, I still like... They had a thing... It was the Music Awards. I don't know what year it was. It was when Billie Jean came out. But he came out. That's the Moonwalk. When he came out on that stage and sang Billie Jean and did that across the stage. The next day, everybody... In the United States
was
trying to never saw that and was talking about that show that night.
You remember when Cam Newton played Denver in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the one over here in the
Levi Stadium. Yeah, and everybody was doing the dab.
Yeah,
and they had a bet. You know how the Super Bowl bet?
Yeah,
how many times will Cam dab? And I forget the odds, but it was like 7-1, 0. And he dabbed 0 times.
I wonder why.
Let's see
here.
Who
won that game? Oh, I think those guys that have a horse on their head.
That was
Denver.
That
was Manny's last year.
And that defense was raw.
They were that's why they won.
Yeah, it was no Manny. But he did his part, but the defense won it. But that was the day the dab died. Because... he got nothing.
Goodbye, Cam. Cam hasn't done nothing since then, neither.
He's just been hurt. There goes that McCaffrey guy from Stanford. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
White guy. He's small. I don't know how long he'll last, but he's small. Not smaller than Shorty.
You got to be at least 6'1". If you ain't 6'1".
Not running back. Running back, you can be small, but you got to be stocky. Most of them aren't that tall. Quarterbacks. Yeah.
Gotta be 6'1".
Can't be 5'9".
Nope.
Better make sure Kyler made 5'10".
That's what I'd say, man. I'd take his fucking shoes.
That's true.
I'd break them apart and see what's inside them. Yeah. It's funny. I mean, his helmet looks... I mean, they made him put that helmet on.
Yeah, because if they listed him at 5'9", that could have cost him millions of dollars. Millions.
I think it's going to cost you millions of dollars just having him.
Right.
He's not going to go nowhere. I mean,
he's gonna go to baseball real soon.
He will,
but he's not gonna
especially
have,
when he meets Cleo Mack.
But he's not gonna have a wheel to play baseball on.
Cleo's gonna say, "You know how fast you throw that fucking ball? That's how fast I'm gonna fucking take you out." Time out. I always said this. People always look at any kind of art, anything. They don't even have to be fucking art. It says, you know, I can do that, I can do that. You know, I can put those two sticks together and rub it and make fire. But you didn't fucking think of it. The other person thought of it. That's why they're the artists and you're the knockoff guy. You know?
Counterfeit.
And that's why to be the artist is impressive. I met someone here a little over a week ago. It was Mike's wife, Ricky. And she showed me some of her artwork. And it, I'll tell you what, it's art. You know, it's not somebody doodling on a fucking notebook. It's art. But that's the thing about an artist.
The thing about an artist doesn't pay well for everybody.
It doesn't. That's the downfall, too.
You got to do it for you.
You ever hear that phrase, starving artist? Shit, I seen my daughter, man, lose money.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, trying to make money.
She made it now.
She's doing well for herself.
But she got to lose money to make money.
Yeah, that's the ups and downs. The ups and downs.
It's true.
You know, but the stuff that you got to have the vision. You know, maybe the artist guys are in that fourth division.
Maybe they had the window pane.
They might have. You know, I mean, you see some really, that San Francisco made, dude, I'll find out more about that. And that'd be something for you and Patricia to spend an afternoon, dude, and you see some interesting shit, man. And in a lot of these places, they'll have free wine.
I like free.
Oh, man.
I'll drink free wine.
And, you know, you go there and you look at their shit.
San Francisco's a very artsy
it city. Is. It's
my wife just went on a school field trip to like some alley with murals all over it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's just,
was it like, in the Mission?
I don't know where it was, but like it's not in a museum.
Yeah.
It's in the freaking alley.
Sat off of 101. Cesar Chavez.
Does it say eat shit on the side?
Yeah. Hey, I remember that. But yeah, the city is an art place to go to.
And you could go on that ship, that old World War II ship. It's kind of shitty, but I mean, it's kind of cool.
What ship is that?
I don't fucking know.
Good Ship Lollipop?
I don't know. It's somewhere out on the pier, but it's cool to check out.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
You never fucking check that out? I think probably Pier 39.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't been there in years.
Oh, dude. I kind of like Pier 39. That's a good place to take your family or anybody. Just go check out what's going on. And then you could take a boat trip, a little cruise ship that goes from the pier around underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
For like $20, but like try to do something for $20 and get on this boat and do this trip around the Golden
Gate.
That's
cool.
It was cool.
It's always fun.
They let us bring beers, you know?
Man, so, I want to find that boat trip.
Hey, $20. It might be less than $20, but
it's
15.
15, there you go. They're competing.
Oh, man. That's stuff like that's fun to do.
Hey, should we go do that, Tom, and bring a 5-gallon bucket with us?
Yeah.
They didn't have seats for everybody on the boat.
Got your own seat, ice chest, everything.
You know. Let's go eat some clam chowder and maybe some crab.
Yeah, I could definitely go for that.
It's like an hour and a half, dude.
On the boat?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
It's not that long.
No, it's that long.
No,
okay,
it's
maybe
not.
Maybe 1 hour.
Maybe an hour.
But still, one hour.
Yeah, that's a...
hour and a half is too long.
And
you
can bring drinks, dessert, and food.
And the vape pen. You don't want to be an asshole and smoke a cigarette.
No.
By but
on the bump.
Yeah, if you're smoking a joint, I think you're just an asshole if you're smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, you probably draw more attention.
Yeah, you can smoke it anywhere on the street, nobody cares, but on the boat.
I know. Well,
we bring the vape pen.
There you go. All for that. Yeah, that sounds like fun. I mean, it's.
But like, let's say you have family come from a far
place. Oh shit! I had a friend that came from Kansas City that never saw the fucking ocean before. What's that out there? It's fucking water. How much water? Fucking as far as you can see.
Hey, so what happened? Tell me about your museum you went to for your school field trip the other day. Do you see some art at a museum?
Yeah, it wasn't even a museum. It was just like a alley. It was like a big alley.
Where was that at?
In San Francisco, on Mission.
Yeah. On Mission, what did I tell you?
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
It's called Balmy Alley.
Do you remember we're at Mission?
Yeah, Mission and 24th.
Oh,
right, where
yeah.
the Mexican restaurants at. Yeah. Right yeah. before...
It's got to be close to the BART.
Yeah, it's way close to the BART. It's like a couple street, like maybe one street.
Up? Or,
yeah, up.
Like during 25th?
Yes, not 26th.
Yeah.
Yeah, going towards 25th, right where the BART is at.
Yeah,
right in front. There's like always like a
right where.
Oh, I get on the 24th BART. I know that section real well.
Where there's like a bunch of farmers markets in front.
There's McDonald's across the street.
Yep, right there.
So what'd you see there? What'd they have?
Well, it was just a bunch of murals that
And it was in and out.
Told a lot of stories, strong stories. It was like a lot of gentrification. Murals.
I might go there next week. There's a good chance I might go there next week.
I actually teared up in one of the murals because they had it was like about deportation and how the women and the family, they got separated. So there was an actual letter written out on the mural. Wow. And man, it was pretty moving. We were all moved.
I'll have to go check that out.
It was so, so nice. And there's a bunch of them, like Hurricane Katrina tells a story, and it looks like it's been there for years, but the design of it was to look destroyed,
make it look old.
There was mirrors broken in front of the mural. There was like actual objects and stuff, not just the painting, which was more cooler.
I'm gonna check that out because what I do is when I take the BART over there, and Kim picks me up at 24th.
Does she live right?
No, she lives.
You just get off there.
I get off there. Nice. Yeah, it's closest to the studio, that BART there.
Oh, okay.
I can either get off there or 16th, but 24th Street's just.
24th is interesting.
It's a lot more. You ever going to be getting off at 16th?
No.
Hey, all the houses have BARs really in front of interesting.
It's really interesting there.
Isn't it weird you drive down a street and all the houses have BARs in and front they all of the front look the door? Same.
Yeah. They're all stoops and BARs.
There used to be a tamale store.
But you know what? Everybody wants to take a picture up in those, in front of like a nice Victorian house, like the Creedence Clearwater. Their house is there, right?
No, it's
Jefferson Airplane.
No, it's the Grateful Dead.
Oh, that's right, the Grateful Dead.
Hayden Ashbury.
We smoked in front of the house, and then right when other we people. Got there, other people showed up with the shirt, and they started smoking too.
That's Someone was true. Peeking out the window.
Yeah, no. It was Jerry.
It was a kid.
Hey, it was Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry.
Who's Jerry?
Jerry Garcia.
Oh yeah,
he's the guy that. One of the, I don't know if he was the starter of it or not.
Well, like he, the other guy sung Bob.
I want to take a shot.
Bob. Something. Lear. Bob Lear.
Yeah, he was like the singer, right?
Yeah.
And Jerry was the guitar dude.
Jerry sang too, though.
But he was mostly in the guitar.
But he was mostly the guitar. I don't know. I
think so. Yeah. I mean,
Bob Lear.
I saw Half Baked.
Bob, he was mostly the singer. I'll tell you an interesting story about the Grateful Dead. Man, this friend of mine name is Bert. Man, he was a security guard at Marriott in Berkeley. So when the Grateful Dead played here in Oakland, they would stay there. They would take out a whole fucking room of rooms. So after the show, people are trying to get their autographs and all like that and hanging out.
Groupies.
The groupies. So he said, "Hey, Tom, let's go." So we take off and we drive over to where he works at. He says, "These guys are all going to be here in probably about 25 minutes. So we go there, and there's people falling, you know, they're going to be there too.
Hippies.
But they couldn't get in. Well, he worked there.
So he locked the door.
They didn't question him being there. So they were already pretty much in their rooms, and we rode up in the elevator. I don't know what floor they were on, and there was the guitar player with the Jefferson Airplane with this other guy. They're going up to their rooms, and we were walking down the hallway, and you'd see him coming out of this room and going that room, and you'd hear him in there snorting coke, and it was a trip.
She don't lie.
She don't lie. But yeah, that was the Grateful Dead.
Where did they stay in Oakland?
They stayed at the Marriott's.
Oh, okay.
When they would play at Henry J. Kaiser Center. That's what they call it now. They'd have like three shows in a row. And each show was different. One year when they came, I had tickets for show one and show two, but not three.
The three was the one where they never got off the stage. They were known to just keep playing.
Oh, yeah, really? Dude. For hours? Their fucking hours? Songs were...
like 15 minutes.
Easy.
Yeah, easy. I know. Easy,
man. They'd be going into...
they'd be riding that train.
Shit, holy man. Shit. Do you know? Fuck.
So you went to two concerts?
Oh, well, the Grateful Dead?
Yeah.
Fuck. I've probably been to 50 concerts.
Of the Grateful Dead. You've been to 50 yeah. Grateful Dead concerts?
Easy.
So you've probably seen the Grateful Dead more than anybody else.
Hey, yeah. my Kim saw the Grateful Dead. You know, we used to go to the, they used to play all the time at the park.
So you'd call yourself a deadhead? Used to be?
Is that what they were called?
They called them deadheads.
Sort of in a way, because I always liked their music.
Would you ever say, yeah, deadheads? You heard that term when you went to
yeah.
this?
Yeah. You know, they had a cult.
How old were you? Yeah, I believe
they had a cult. Fuck.
How old were you when you went
the
to...
the first time I saw them? I was probably... I don't know.
Really? You high were in school? High school?
I was out of high school.
Okay. So you're probably like,
but they must have
22,
played
22, 23, yeah. Maybe.
They must have.
They're probably my age. You know, we're probably real close to the same age. Those
that's
guys.
True, huh?
No shit.
Yeah, but they were. They.
You know, honestly, I have their listened to their album and stuff.
Me too.
I thought a couple songs were cool. I don't know. There's a couple good ones, but I didn't think like all of them were.
There is, it's the music just keeps going and going.
I just
and going.
Like the.
It's an LSD ride, huh?
Dun 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 dun, high on cocaine.
Yeah,
right.
Driving that train. Train.
High on cocaine.
That's the only but
I like trucking too.
Trucking's good.
Keep on trucking. Yeah.
You know, and you know what's funny is they never had like a, oh, you say you sell a million records or whatever.
Until, hot single or,
oh, like a
yeah,
a gold record track. Like a right. gold a record or some platinum, oh, something like that.
Yeah,
platinum's
until,
a half million
until later on in their career, but I seen them
and
quite
now
a few times
more.
Yeah, cause Jerry's
okay.
dead.
Okay, so
Jerry Garcia was in
he was
the Grateful Dead.
He yeah, was the Grateful Dead.
He was
that was Jerry Garcia. Oh, when you say Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia is the first guy that comes
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had another group that he was in.
They weren't deadheads.
That Jerry had. I can't remember.
So
what
Jerry
word,
Garcia.
Right?
Okay, yeah. So the Grateful Dead would be your number one all time concert. Many times. Who's number two?
Probably in back. If I counted them all, be Jefferson Airplane.
Oh yeah.
Because they were here all the time.
Did they have a Spruce Goose? Did they die in an airplane?
That's Leonard.
Right, but yeah. What if your name was Airplane?
Yeah.
Jefferson Airplane and died in an airplane.
Right, but that was Leonard. Yeah. Leonard. You know, Leonard Skinner is the name of their gym teacher. That they said that the gym teacher hated those hippies and those long-haired
yeah.
Florida guys, you know? And they were just trying to mock him and call their band his name, Leonard
that's
Skinner.
Funny.
So they say, I don't really know, but that's Nobody in the band's named Leonard Skinner.
They would always end up. They played Winterland. Oh, about 3 years in a row for New Year's Eve night, and they would come on just before the main group, and the main group was always Marshall Tucker.
Really?
And but Skinner, man.
They were the openers for Marshall Tucker?
Yeah. Marshall Tucker was the headliner. Man, who had to place their music?
I don't know any Marshall Tucker.
I don't either. Yeah.
Was Marshall Tucker big?
Is it a guy? Bigger than Leonard Skinner.
Really?
Yeah, way big. Way
and was
bigger
somebody's
than
name
Skinner.
Marshall Tucker?
I don't know.
Like Leonard Skinner. Nobody's name was Leonard Skinner.
You know, I don't know how they got their name. But they used to...
God damn it, I love Roy Rogers.
Okay, Hickory Dickory Dock, would you like to suck my cock?
The clock struck two, I blew my goo, Hickory Dickory Dock.